Artemisia, Gentileschi, Venus, and Cupid. I, like my father Orazio, follow in the footsteps of the great Caravaggio. You may feel sorry for me, because a woman's name raises doubt until her work is seen, but I have seen myself honored by all the kings and rulers of Europe to whom I have sent my works. You will find the spirit of Caesar in this soul of a woman. In none of my pictures is there the slightest repetition of invention, not even a single hand. While I was unable to study at the academy because of my sex, I learned straight from Caravaggio how to make biblical and mythological characters come alive. One of my favorite characters to paint, however, is Judith, as nothing succeeds like excess, and violent scenes never cease to please patrons. Finding models, however, is a challenge. In some of my paintings, I must use many models, as one must paint various kinds of beauty. When I find good ones, they fleece me, and at other times, one must suffer their pettiness with the patience of Job. I never show my drawings, though, because people have cheated me. I found myself in the situation that, having done a drawing of souls in purgatory for the bishop of St. Gate, he, in order to spend less, commissioned another painter to do the painting using my work. If I were a man, I can't imagine it would have turned out this way, because when the concept has been realized and defined with lights and dark and established by means of planes, the rest is a trifle. My work is my obsession. I aim to show the great princes and most illustrious lords what a woman can do. I dislike being treated like a novice, and I keep my letters of favor from my patrons with me constantly to ensure that no one gets the wrong impression of me. I urge you all, stimulate those creatures in pursuit of fame to improve their skills as much as possible, so that they may dedicate their efforts and thus achieve those honorable ends that they seek. I shall not bore you any longer with this womanly chatter. The works will speak for themselves.